Now, Hong Kong's student demonstrators are meeting the authorities on Tuesday. The plan is to talk through their demands and any concessions the government might be willing to make.
But the promise of discussions wasn't enough to stop fisticuffs between police and protesters this weekend. An attempt on Friday to clear out the protesters' camps backfired badly. The demonstrators came back in force on Saturday, outnumbering the police. And on Sunday, where one of the city's main shopping streets became the scene of a violent standoff between the two sides.
So, what hope for the talks, and who's driving the strategy of both the protesters and the authorities? Enza Han from the School of Oriental and African Studies is here in the studio. Morning, Enza. But first, let's go live to Monocle's correspondent in Hong Kong, Aisha Spears. Morning, or rather, good midday to you, Aisha.
Hello. Yes, it's just gone lunchtime here, so all of the hordes of Hong Kong office workers are heading back to their desks, having filled up their noodles and rice, yes, here at lunchtime.
Well, how reassuring to hear that. Now, over to the business as usual in that respect, at least, but over the weekend we had more disturbances. How serious were they?
Pretty serious. Friday night, Saturday night saw some pretty intense confrontation in Mong Kok, which, as many people in Hong Kong refer to, is the real Hong Kong. It was a side occupation in a sense of the main Occupy Central, which was around Admiralty and government offices that started a few weeks ago. Mong Kok became another place where students were occupying, and police, as you said, tried to clear it on Friday. This was met with confrontation and more protesters coming back. It was estimated at nearly 10,000 protesters were there stacking up against the police. It was scenes that we've seen before, protesters armed with umbrellas and policemen and women armed with truncheons and pepper spray. No tear gas at this stage. That has not been used since the first Sunday night of the protest. Lots of people have said that there was obscene amounts of police brutality. There's been attacks reportedly on journalists. The journalist groups here in Hong Kong have condemned that. Dozens of people were arrested. A number of both policemen and protesters ended up in hospital. And this is all a few days after the video that was released of policemen quite brutally attacking, six policemen attacking a protester outside government headquarters last week. So it's not been a good weekend. We saw CY Leung give an interview yesterday to ATV, which is a local network here. And one of the